The Lass of Fair One by Charlotte Dacre. Beside the parson's dusky bower, why strays a troubled sprite that dimly shines in lonely hour through curtains of the night? Why steals along yon slimy bank and hovering fire so blue that lights a spot both drear and dank where falls nor rain nor dew? The parson once a daughter had, far village maids above, unstained as fair, and many a lad had sought the maiden's love. High o'er the hamlet proudly dight beyond the winding stream, the windows of yon mansion bright shone in the evening beam. A bacchanalian lord dwelt there, unworthy of his name. He plunged a father in despair and robbed a maiden's fame. With wine and tapers sparkling round, the knight flew swift away. In huntsman's dress, with horn and hound, he met the dawning day. He sent the maid a picture, decked with diamonds, pearls, and gold. Ah, silly maid, why not reject what on the back was told? Despise the love of shepherd boys, shalt thou be basely wooed, that worthy art of highest joys, and youths of noble blood. The tale I would to thee unfold, in secret must be said, and when the midnight hour is told, fair love, be not afraid. And when the amorous nightingale, like thee, shall sweetly sing, a stone thy window shall assail, my idol forth to bring. Attired in vest of gayest blue, he came with lonely tread, and silent as the beams that threw their pale light o'er her head. And did no thought affect his breast, or bid his feet delay? Ah, no, the crime but adds a zest to spur his guilty way. And when the sweet-piped nightingale sang from the dusky bower, a stone her window did assail, just at the midnight hour. And ah, she came, his treacherous arms the trembling maid receive. How soon do they in lover's charms a lover's truth believe? Locked in his arms, she scarcely strove, seduced by young desire, the glowing twin brother of love, possessed with wilder fire. Still struggling faint, he led her on toward the fatal bower, so still, so dim, while all along sweets melt each blushing flower. Then beat her heart, and heaved her breast, and pleaded every sense. Remorseless the seducer pressed to blast her innocence. But soon in tears repentant drowned, the drooping fair bemoaned, and oft when night in terror frowned, forlorn and sad she roamed. And when the fragile flowers decayed, the bloom her cheeks forsook, and from her eyes no longer played the loves with wily look. And when the leaves of autumn fell, and grey the grass was grown, her bosom rose with lovely swell, and tighter grew her zone. And when the mowers went to field the yellow corn to ted, she felt her sorrowing bosom yield to all a mother's dread. And when the winds of winter swept the stubborn glebe among, in wild despair and fear she wept the lingering night along. And when the fault of yielding love no more could be concealed, she knelt her father's soul to move, and weeping all revealed. But vain her tears, the ruthless sire in piteous voice reviled, and while his eyeballs flashed with fire, he spurned his hapless child. Spurned her with cruelty severe, and smote her snowy breast. The patient blood that gushed so clear, its purity confessed. Such are the dangerous thorns of love that strew the virgin's way, while faithless as its roses prove, 'tis they that first decay. Then drove her forth forlorn to wail amid the dreary wild, forgets that mortals all are frail, but more forgets his child. Unhappy parent, passion's slave, had nature been thy guide, thy child now sunk in hastened grave might still have been thy pride. Up the harsh rock, so steep and slimed, the mourner had to roam, and faint on tottering feet she climbed to seek her lover's home. Alas, my blood-stained bosom see, the drooping sufferer cried. A mother hast thou made of me before thou madest a bride. This is thy ruthless deed, behold, and sinking on the floor. Oh, let thy love with honor hold, my injured name restore. Poor maid, I grieve to see thy woe, my folly now lament. Go not while harsh the tempests blow, thy father shall repent. I cannot stay, she shuddering cried, while dubious hangs my fame. Alas, forswear thy cruel pride, and leave me not to shame. Make me thy wife, I'll love thee true, high heaven approves the deed. For mercy's sake some pity show, e'en while for thee I bleed. Sure 'tis thy mirth, or dost thou rave? Can I, he scoffing cried, thy forfeit name from scorn to save, ere wed a peasant maid? What honour binds I'll do for thee, my huntsman shall be thine. While still our loves, voluptuous free, no shackles shall confine. Damned be thy soul, and sad thy life, may pangs in hell await. Wretch, if too humble for thy wife, oh, why not for thy mate? May God attend my bitter prayer, some high-born spouse be thine, whose wanton arts shall mock thy care, and spurious be thy line. Then, traitor, fell thy wretched house in hopeless shame immersed. Strike thy hard breast with vengeful blows, while curses from it burst. Roll thy dry eyes, for mercy call, unsoothe thy grinning woe. Through thy pale temples fire the ball, and sink to fiends below. Then starting up, she wildly flew, nor heard the hissing sleet, nor knew how keen the tempest blew, nor felt her bleeding feet. Oh, where, my God, where shall I roam? For shelter, where shall fly? She cried as wild she sought the home, where still she wished to die. Toward the bower in frenzied woe the fainting wanderer drew, where withered leaves and driving snow made haste her bed to strew. E'en to that bower where first undone now yields its bed forlorn, and now beholds a cherub son in grief and terror born. Ah, lovely babe, she cried, we part, ne'er, ne'er to meet again. Then frantic pierced its tender heart, the newborn life is slain. Swift horror seized her shuddering soul. My God, behold my crime. Let thy avenging thunders roll and crush me in my prime. With blood-stained hands the bank beside its shallow grave she tore. There rest in God, she wildly cried, where guilt can stab no more. Then the red knife with blood imbrued of innocence she pressed, its fatal point convulsive viewed, and sheathed it in her breast. Beside her infant's lonely tomb her mouldering form is laid, where never flower is seen to bloom beneath the deadly shade, where falls nor rain nor heavenly dew, where sunbeam never shines, where steals along the fire so blue and hovering spectre pines. There too its blood-stained hand to wave her mournful ghost is seen, or dimly o'er her infant's grave, three spans in length to lean.